You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions, and student voices.
Hello and welcome to URN. This is University Radio Nottingham's daily news show, coming to you every weekday between 5 and 6. I'm Ben, and today I'm joined by Rebecca, Alex and Hannah. And we've also got some special guests coming up for you in a minute as well. It's a great pleasure to introduce our special guests for today. So, hello there, if you'd just like to introduce yourselves.
Hello, yes, thanks very much. So I'm Mark Fromhold, and I'm presently the head of the School of Physics and Astronomy at Nottingham.
And my name's Peter, Peter Hurst, and I run a project called Rethink Your Mind. And we've been linking with Mark at the university to help produce wellbeing resources for the students and staff.
So, yeah, hi, Mark and Peter. It's great to have you on today. So, as you just said, you're with the kind of project Rethink Your Mind. So can you just kind of tell us a bit more about what that project aims to do?
Yeah, definitely. It goes back many years, to be fair, back when I went off to university. I sadly had quite a challenging time, and I ended up coming home fairly early and experiencing quite challenging depressions, which kind of spiraled, and things got worse over a number of years, and I ended up being admitted to mental health hospital. And over the period of a few years, I spent around about 11 months on the hospital wards over a number of admissions, really. So it was a very difficult time. And really, when I came out of hospital, I got to work for a company and eventually moved forward and set up our own company to continue the work that we were doing. Now, essentially, it was creating these resources, these well-being resources, to help equip people with tools, tips, techniques, signposting, and really upliftment for either when they were well or when they were not feeling so great. What I found was when I equipped myself, in a sense, with these well-being tools, these empowering tools, my life changed completely for the better, as did many of the people that I was working alongside. And we ended up not having any admissions for decades. So it was quite fabulous, really, the change it made. And so these well-being resources were really created so that they could be gifted to people, in a sense, in many different forms, really. We've created a national project where we ask people to submit creativity around things that make them feel good. It's thinking about the things that inspire you and that bring you essentially into the moment, really, those things that uplift you. And they're also unique to us, which is the fabulous thing. So we get hundreds of entries from all over the country expressing what helps people to feel good. And these get selected down, because we can't fit them all in the resource, but they get selected by assessors to feature in a wellbeing resource alongside all these wellbeing tips, tools and techniques from many different therapists in many different modalities, and also we equipped with lots of signposting to many different organizations. Now, we linked across with the University of Nottingham to create their own personalized resource, where we were able to enable the students and the staff to create the artwork and the pieces that fill the resource, and the wellbeing team, the Healthy You team, added some material to the back of the resource, so it essentially links the students and staff to areas within the university as well as areas external where they can get support from. But it also includes all the tips and the tools and the techniques in there. We were really delighted that the Vice Chancellor Shira West assessed the artwork this year and also helped to forward the resource as well. So and obviously working alongside Mark and the team at the Physics and Astronomy Department has been a blessing, really. It's been amazing to see it grow, and we're very excited that these resources are going to be handed out for students and staff.
Yeah, and Mark, obviously, what do you think is kind of the importance of that, of engaging with university students and university staff?
Yeah, well, I think Pete alluded to the fact that when he was at university, he had mental ill health. So did I. I suffered from depression when I was at university. And at that time, there was very little in the way of help. You kind of did your best to get things moving again and get back on your feet. And so that was an experience of university that stayed with me. And I wanted to do the best I could to make sure that present students have got at least an acknowledgement of the difficulties, the well-being issues, mental health issues at university, and also some support. So this resource, as Pete mentioned, links into the university's well-being resource, but also it's been really useful in opening up conversations between students and the team that we're working with to teach communication skills in year three of the degree. So Pete and I have got a mutual friend, the great Lucy Ward, I think it's fair to call her that, who is a singer-songwriter from Derby, who we engaged to help us teach communication skills. She's a brilliant performer, a brilliant writer, and very good at, as she puts it, walking into rooms and making herself liked. And I wanted to get those skills that she has across to our own students to help them be more confident, perhaps, in communicating. And those sessions started to touch on anxiety and nerves before giving a presentation and so on. She introduced me to Pete, and the project grew so that the three of us started to develop the Yellow Book wellbeing resource, but also weave it into the curriculum. And it's really important that wellbeing is embedded in the curriculum. And this is the first time we've really started to do that. And it's been very illuminating that if you kind of provide a space for people to raise these issues, they do, and the conversations that follow are really, I think, very valuable.
We were also wondering if we could ask about the other element of the project, which is the Rethink Your Mind song. So we were wondering, like, as part of the project, how did the song and the idea for the song come about, and what do you kind of hope to achieve with it?
Yes, great. The song was put together. We ran a project called Sounds Inspired in a primary school and a college, and basically it was taking a song that had lyrics constructed around well-being, and we asked the students to create art and poetry based upon how the music or the lyrics made them feel. And the song was all written around well-being. It went down so well with all ages that we decided to drop it into the national project. So we wrote this song called Sounds Inspired, really asking, and we thought this would be a great way to help to instigate the entries into the project this year. So Lucy Ward, who Mark just mentioned, came on board and sang vocals on the track alongside ourselves, who wrote the track Refuge. And we had Kitten Pyramid, The Myers and Barkhouse all layering over kind of their vocals. And we even got to go in a sort of a part of when lockdown eased a bit to be able to record the Desford Primary School choir as well, which was wonderful to have some children's voices onto the song. So the song is really written all around what inspires us, what uplifts us, and connecting with that. As I was saying before, it really is, those things are so unique to us, whatever they may be. I was saying in a previous thing that, you know, it's either some people like rock climbing or crochet, and it's so different and it's so unique that it's just it becomes a wonderful expression. But all of those things tend to bring us really into the moment and tend to help us to relax and feel good, essentially. And so these pieces then get selected to be in the publication, which then uplift others. And the song sits on the audio yellow book, which we've just personalised, just come out of the studio today, personalising that for the University of Nottingham. So all students and staff at the university will have an opportunity to download a copy of the resource, which has the songs from the project on. It also has all the wellbeing tools read out, and it has a series of 7 short mindful body scan meditations that people can listen to, and they've got some music behind those as well, working closely with the Centre of Wellbeing and things. So it's sort of an all-in-one sort of little wellbeing resource that everyone can download for free, and they can also see the online flick book, which will be ready soon as well.
Yeah, so I guess that's a really kind of important thing to take from that, and is how everyone has a kind of a different activity that kind of brings them joy in a sense, and that's kind of a bit creative, and they can kind of take that. I think the universe, you know, isn't it great that the universality of something like that is kind of available to everyone?
I think so, and I think essentially it's really good to be thinking about mental health in a health aspect. So many times mental health gets very linked with illness, and it makes it very difficult to open up about it. For instance, we might have a mental health day where we focus on illness, or where we focus on anxiety or something, which is understandable in the frames, but it does help. It does kind of cross the and confuse, because really we all have mental health, and how we can manage that and keep ourselves well. I think it's great to be looking at it from those things that keep us well and uplift us, but also obviously having all of the tools and the signposting for, you know, if more help is required and needed, in a sense.
Yeah, and Mark, so we've spoken to you two before here on The Pulse on URN, and back then it was kind of, you were just about to bring out the yellow book. I think it was just kind of brand new. Since then, you've run a competition to find a front cover for your book. So do you want to just tell us about that and how you ended up picking a winner?
Yeah, I mean, the competition was launched around May last year, and we encouraged staff and students to enter. Many did, and then we had a committee of people that was involved, as Pete's mentioned, the Vice Chancellor. We also had Ulrika Kushner, who is a person within the physics, School of Physics and Astronomy, who's both a physicist and an artist. And Lamar Francois, who was a student with us in mathematical physics 10 years ago. He since left and set up his own photography business. So those are the people on the panel that have a physics background or a link to the university. And there are others as well that Pete invited onto that panel to do the judging. And they did that, I think, in a day or two last summer, and came up with the winner. And the image is one which I think inspires hope, in the sense that there's a balloon. You can imagine that rising upwards, and also relates to astronomy and the stars and so on. So it was an image that captured both physics and the positive aspects of well-being that we wanted the project to capture. So I wasn't involved at all in judging, but I was really pleased with the judgments that were made there. And we're currently actually working on images for next year, and we're getting those in our communication skills workshops. We're asking people to send in one image. It could be something that they've painted or a photograph that they've taken. And then at the start, we all introduce ourselves by saying what that image is and why it makes us feel inspired or good. And that's been great, because it's really provided an icebreaker for those sessions. And it's allowed people to talk about themselves. We get to learn more about one another. And that's really been been a nice thing that we've got from the Yellow Book that we've imported into our teaching. It turns out that the things that make people feel good, into, if I was to say what two things, it's nature and pets. Those are the common themes.
Yeah, definitely. Rebecca?
Yeah, I think it's really nice how you've linked art and physics there. One thing I wanted to ask was about, given the past year, well, several years now, and how difficult they've been, I think, for everyone, in particular mental health, do you think that projects like the Yellow Book are more needed than ever?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the huge difficulties of mental health and well-being that there have been, I think, for all of us over the past 2 years or so have been massive. And I think it's been particularly difficult for students, because often people have been living perhaps in one room, they've been eating in that room, sleeping in that room, working in that room, and taking assessments in that room, and been unable to see anybody else. And I think those circumstances, it's hard to actually imagine more extreme challenges to people's well-being than that. And it's great to see people now coming back onto campus, feel that buzz more. There's certainly a lot of life on campus more now. That's good. But I think it's still valuable to have projects like this that encourage us to develop strategies for coping when things are difficult, and how much more difficult can that pandemic have been? But I think we can translate a lot of those messages about things, looking for things to do, things that you can hold on to in difficult times that will hopefully sustain us in the future as we come out of the past 2 years. So I think it's always important to think about well-being, but the past 2 years have really emphasized that for me.
Yeah, we're finding that the project has been growing into many areas recently. It's we're finding that it's being needed in various different locations, working in prison services in down in Devon, as well as colleges in Leicester and Peterborough, and working alongside primary schools down in Hertfordshire and also up here in Leicestershire. It's seeming that these are really quite required at the moment, I think, and also what we found all the way through the past is that the resource can be a really nice takeaway, something that is just that can just sit on the table, can be picked up and flicked through at your own time, taking you away from all of the gadgets and all of the intensity that can be going on all of, you know, within our phones and all sorts, taking up so much of our lives. It's a chance to switch off and just to absorb in your own time and signposting you to things that might help. So yeah, it's nice, and it's been good to see it being used as a wellbeing textbook in some primary schools as well, and showing just what can be used from a younger age, in a sense.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you two for coming on. It's been great to hear about your progress with the project, and hopefully lots of people will see it and interact with it, and it will allow everyone to, you know, embrace their creativity when it comes to kind of helping their mental health. And now we're gonna play the song. It sounds inspired.
Amazing. Thank you.
Music is the sound connects inside of me, resonates and vibes good feelings in. What inspires us is unique to us. There's many ways that make us feel alive. And the more I seem to see, stay right close to all of the ways that are making you feel alive. Connects with you that sounds inspired. And the more I choose to be, staying close to all of the sounds that are making you feel alive. Connects with me that sounds inspired.
Expressing the things that inspire. Is the sound connects inside of me, resonates, invites good feelings in. What inspires us is unique to us, so many ways that make us feel alive.
And the more I seem to see, stay right close to all of the waves that are making you feel alive. Connects with you, that sounds inspired.
Create your way and let it evolve, and you will see that you'll make it. Create it as you like. Create it in the flow your way. The flow.
URN
University
Radio
Nottingham.
Hello and welcome back to The Pulse. So we were just speaking with Mark and Peter there about Sounds Inspired and the Yellow Book project, Rethink Your Mind, getting mental health positivity from creativity in the form of songs and arts and whatever really. That's all we've got time for on The Pulse today. Thank you to Alex, to Rebecca and to Hannah, and to our special guests as well at the top of the show. We'll be tweeting out their stuff in a few minutes' time. Thank you to you for listening. We're back every weekday between 5 and 6 here on URN.
This is URN.